Union side was successful at taking them out. I then made my way to the entrance. I was surprised that I could just walk into the house and wander around. Perhaps I wasn't supposed to, but back in 1990, they may not have been as organized a business as they are now. I started up the stairs. As I rounded the corner, I noticed the arm, hips, and legs of a man sitting on the landing. The clothing was clearly dirty and ragged. His pants were almost of a burlap or cheap canvas quality, and his hands looked as filthy as an auto mechanic on a busy day. My first inclination was that some period actor was taking a break. I had seen many of them around town. As I approached the landing, it was as if whatever I was looking at was a mirage. It just faded from sight as I got closer. I stepped back to my original position, thinking that there was some optical illusion occurring, but all I saw was raw staircase. That feeling of desperation came over me again. That heaviness is all over the town of Gettysburg, no matter where you go, but it is particularly strong in this house. It freaked me out a little, but curiosity pushed me further. I made it to the attic, and I crawled on my belly up to the window. It was as if the modern town below suddenly vanished, and 1863 came into view in its place. I imagined what it must have looked like back then. I meditated on the reality that I was lying on the very same spot those snipers were. Hindsight is 20/20, so I can attribute what happened next to a high-energy person plugging themselves into a high-energy environment. I got up, dusted myself off, and when I turned to leave, I suddenly found myself face to face with a man. He was small, and probably in his 20s. He had that same ragged outfit that I had seen on the stairwell. His face had a large, bushy mustache, and was covered in grime. His hair was dark and disheveled. I noticed his striking green eyes. They have stuck with me to this day. Then there was the smell. He reeked of body odor and gunpowder. The apparition was there for long enough time for all this to register with me. But just as quickly as I saw him, he was gone. The whole thing probably lasted 2 seconds, at best. 2 days later, I experienced the regiment at Pickett's Charge that I've become known for. I once again thought it was a group of reenactors, but they, too, disappeared from my sight. This time, I managed to get it on tape, and this is what really prompted me to research the paranormal. My sighting at the Farnsworth house could have been written off as a figment of my imagination, but my VHS video recorder does not have an imagination. This was now my personal proof that these things existed. In 2010, I was back in Gettysburg with my brother and our investigation team, filming the show Ghost Lab for the Discovery Channel. This was our Gettysburg episode, and it was a homecoming of sorts for me, because we visited the site of my Pickett's Charge experience. One of the places we investigated was the Jenny Wade house, and I had to do something to try and tie Farnsworth to it. So we got 3 reenactors to dress up in Confederate garb with full weaponry, sit in the garret of the Farnsworth house, and then pretend to fire down on us while we were investigating the Jenny Wade house a little further up the street. We created an environment of frantic chaos. We had speakers blaring, along with musket and cannon fire at both locations. We were running around telling everyone to take cover. And then it happened. A loud female cry was heard by both my brother and I. It was also captured on our audio recording. Desperation, panic, and urgency were all in play once again, and not only was this tied to the activity at Farnsworth, it was also connected to the activity and emotion of the battle that still drifts through the streets of Gettysburg like a London fog. Who was this little man at Farnsworth I saw in 1990? How can an emotion be so powerful that even its putrid smell transcends space and time? These are all questions I constantly ask myself in all of my paranormal investigations, but especially every time I stand on the sidewalk outside the Farnsworth house all these years later and stare at the poster child of a nation at war with itself. Introduction. Why Gettysburg?